Almost live from the trenches of New York City, here are your middle-aged warriors, Chris Cimino and Rick Summers.
Well, once again, it's good to have you where you are, wherever you are on this globe. I guess none of us is ever really out of touch, which is kind of unfortunate at times, but more fortunate for us, meaning Chris and Rick.
You threw a lot at me there right at the start. I don't know where to
begin. Really did. And welcome to Middle-Aged Warriors.
He's philosopher Rick Summers, and I'm just some clown sitting by listening and absorbing all of this. But how are you, Mr. Rickster? It's been a little bit.
Yeah, it has been a little bit. I've started working more on writing this book that I've been talking to you about.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
And I'm trying to transfer notes that I've written for years that I wrote with the intention of someday writing a book, mm-hmm. and trying to get them now into computer form. And it's slow, and I don't move so quickly. And that's one of the things that frustrates me. But thank you for asking. I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good. And one of the advantages, by the way, of technology, I don't know if you've came across it yet, because I was doing it at one time, rather than recording your voice and then still having to painstakingly type it in. There are software programs out there that will actually read what you're saying and translate it and print it out. So then you can just go in and make little edits, which is.
Yeah, except you know from me texting you on the phone that more often than not, what I'm saying is like a foreign language.
We could do a whole show because some of them are very awkward. It'll
They're
be like.
Comical.
Just sucked soap in the shower. I'm like, what?
What?
just ducked a rope. I don't know what he's. I have no idea. But anyway, I am fine. Everything's good. We continue to rock and roll on that end. But you came across something. You know, you were talking about some people coming up to you asking about how's the podcast going, and we're 2+ years in on this, correct?
Which is unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, we keep rolling, but, you know, we were talking off air about why we do it. And really, we do it, I think, just to create a place for people our age. And that's a stretch, middle age plus. We'll just call it middle age plus size now.
Oh, I like that.
But a place where, you know, they can get some wisdom from people who are living it, experiencing it, have been through the ups and downs, the awkwardness of middle age, and come out on the other end in a positive light, at least as best as possible. I mean, reality is reality, right?
Yeah. I think that it provides a forum for you and I to A, get together and talk about life, B, get together and solve problems, perhaps.
Yeah.
I always love people that go A, B, and third.
I don't know the third letter of the alphabet, so I just
I've lost it. No, and just and introduce the people who've been kind enough to find us on the website, mm-hmm. to some new and interesting people that they might not have ever come across before in their lives. And so I feel good about that. That's kind of like being a yenta, you know, being a matchmaker.
Right. Well, of sorts. But again, just bringing people's stories forward. Sometimes, no matter what, you feel alone when you're in your own confused world. You think you're the only one that's experiencing this, even though you sort of know intellectually, well, I know there's others that are probably going through it. But when you hear somebody else's story and you hear the tools they used or how they dealt with it and how they got out of the darkness and into a brighter place, I think that's the most powerful thing that one human being can share with another, which leads us to, you came across an article that a guest we had on a while back, Beth Broderick.
Right.
She recently wrote an article that sort of resonated with you. Tell us a little bit
about
it.
Yeah, I just, you know, Beth is a gifted actress, and she's been on TV and in movies for many, many years. And, within the last few years, kind of left Los Angeles, left Hollywood, moved to Texas, of all places. And she's a very, very insightful and talented writer. And she wrote this article about, you know, getting older, and it's not for the faint of heart, which is something that you and I always joke about. And I thought it would be a perfect, perfect article for us to share with anybody that's kind enough to stop by Middle-Aged Warriors.
And that's what we're going to do, read by the, of course, the voice of the Middle Age Warriors, the wonderful Valerie Smaldone, will do the translation, if you will, or reading of that article. And that's coming up right after this all-important message, of course, from our sponsor, BetOnline.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all of the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL Hockey Conference Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online, where the game starts.
This is an article written by Beth Broderick titled, How to Get Old Without Really Trying. And Beth posted this, interestingly enough, on my birthday. So I'm very happy to read this on behalf of the writer, Beth Broderick. I was recently asked to give the keynote address to a group called Austin Up. I was happy to be asked because, as we know, I am a wordy gal, a talker, a writer, and a real yapper. The group focuses on creating community actions and policies that support the aging population in Austin, Texas. This would indicate that my being asked to address said group is evidence that I am a woman of a certain age, that I am older. Old. Dang. This is how I got older. I was just going along, not feeling any particular age, not putting much thought toward it, just humming along happily, and then this happened. I looked at myself in the rearview mirror at 3 p.m. on a sunny California day. Do not do this unless you are prepared for what you might see, because peering at myself in the harsh midday light left no doubt. I was older. I got older, and I wasn't really trying. Double dang. I was in my late 40s then, and this would not do. So, I summoned as much denial as I could muster, which was quite a lot back then, and managed to put the unfortunate incident behind me. I forgot all about being older until I turned 58. I had been rolling along in my 50s thinking, well, this is no big deal. Nothing major has changed. My boobs haven't fallen off or anything. Thank God for hair dye, because it made me feel like I looked pretty much the same. I was cool with being in my 50s until 58. The day after my 58th birthday, I looked around and there was 60 sitting in the corner eyeing me intently. She had a knowing smile on her lips, one finger crooked in my direction. Any day now, she said, you will be mine. Boy, that lady wasn't playing. I am 63. Might as well admit it, because as we have discussed before, the damned Google knows. Anyone can learn my age in 20 seconds. The Google knows, and it will tell anyone. It doesn't care who is asking. So yes, I am 63 and grateful for it. Like so many of you, I have dear friends and family who did not see 60 or much beyond it anyway. In my book, anybody past the age of 50 is a card-carrying member of the Ducking Lucky Club, and this is the month of May to boot. May is Older Americans Month. How about that? We've got our own month. I recently signed with a modeling agency. I am a senior model. There was no category for a thing like that before, but senior model is a thing now. This is due to the fact that there are gobs and gobs of folks getting older. By the year 2030, every member of the baby boom generation will be at least 65. And, well, in my case, ooh, doggy, I'm not telling. Ask Google. The good news is that as a group, we are big business. We can buy stuff, and they want us to buy stuff. Hence, senior models to sell their stuff. Works for me. I am in. I can be located on Kim Dawson's agency website in the Classics division. Now, you gotta love that. Has a nice ring to it. If you're over 50, I would like to invite you to join me there. I hereby declare that we are all of us in the Classics division. So, happy Older Americans Month to all. If you are not older yet, don't worry. You will be. You won't even have to try. I say, take a month of happy, however you can get it. On we go.
I love being part of the classics division. And you know what's funny? You know, you worked in music, and whenever we, you know, talk about music, it's one of the classics. That's a good thing. That's something that you should be proud of.
Right.
So maybe we should take ownership as human beings too. We're classics. You're over 50. You're one of the classics. I like that thought.
I guess so. I don't know. I mean, it's
you
know, I've given up trying to label who we are, what we are, and whether it's good or whether it's bad. I guess the best part of waking up.
No, but it's perspective. It is all about perspective. And I think that's the other thing about any of this. It's, you know, she mentioned something about the beginning, going into that mode of denial when she was 48. And I don't know if you know, you can't deny the reality of what's going to happen, the science to our bodies. Maybe just minimizing the thought or the negative connotations to aging. You know, I guess, look, you don't look in the mirror and go, hey, I got another wrinkle today. Look at that. Yeah. Awesome. But again, why is that? Why is the value of the wrinkle less than supple skin? I don't know. We've decided that visually one has a higher value than the other, perhaps. I'm not really sure why all of these things have come to be, but.
Well, you know, and let's remember, dead people don't get wrinkles.
Yeah. You know, and that's an interesting point that you brought up. And, you know, obviously both of us have experienced it in some cases, you know, intimately losing people, you know, much younger than 60, some cases younger than 50. So yeah, if you're into that 50 plus, that's, you know, the rest of this is sort of gravy. I mean, we're playing with some extra time, and we should, I guess, really honor that by living lives that are a little fuller and that we give back a little bit. I mean, you know, but that was a classic well-written article about somebody, you know, dealing with the aging process. 63. Yeah. She's a puppy. Yeah. She's a kid.
Listen, I want to thank Beth for allowing us to share her article. Absolutely. And I want to thank Valerie for the uncompensated,
you'll pay for it, Rick. Don't you worry. You Sooner live with her. Later. You're going to pay for it.
She was great. And
yes, as
people
always.
People always say to me, oh, I could listen to her voice all day. I said, well, come on, move in here. You'll hear it.
Let me know how you feel. The Google knows.
No,
The Google
That's
knows.
That's so funny.
But you know, the interesting thing about that, at some point there was something I must have lied in filling out my age. And I jumped a decade. I cut a decade off of my life.
Really?
And there were some articles that would pop up periodically about my age, and I was 10 years younger. I'm like, oh crap, they had to pull that from a different source. I mean, I guess with time, they start to realize the more reliable sources for the actual, your date of birth. But, you know, she talked about being 58 and 60. And 60, you know, when you see that in the headlights coming your way, to me, it was like, it's not great, but I have to say the next one scares me even more.
We were talking about that too the other night over dinner and in numerous glasses of wine, saying that all of a sudden, I don't know, but when you turn 50, it was like, oh my God, the next big one's 60. Mm. And now you turn 60 and the next big one is 70. And it's like, holy shit. It's like, how did all this happen?
Yeah, but you know, and those other numbers, 50 and 60, are kind of they're shocking at first, but you're still, you know, God willing, you know, viable human being, and you're not really categorized yet into the senior citizen. By 70, you're kind of it's all senior citizen. That's where you are. It's like you're eligible for everything at that point, for being old. So to me, that number, wow. I mean, I hope I make it. But that one has a very heavy feel to it for some reason.
I know. Anyway, well, listen, no guarantees, right?
That's right. Anyway, enough of the aging stuff. So, what have you been up to? Any highlight in the last month or so? Anything you've seen?
Yeah, you know what? I had a day off the other day. Well, I guess I have a lot of days off. The beauty of being old and disabled is having a lot of days off. But
God bless you.
I was able to go on a whim to IMAX theaters and see the new Tom Cruise movie. And I was blown away.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, in IMAX, it was unbelievable. Here in New York, I saw it at the Sony Theaters up by Lincoln Center.
Oh, wow.
And I went to like, you know, like a 4 o'clock show. Mm-hmm. And it was still, I don't know, it was like $30 or something.
Oh,
like
sure. That. Oh, yeah. Well, it's an IMAX theater. So seeing an IMAX, that must have been really impressive.
Yeah, it was, you know, it's loud.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, being of that age, I had to get up and go to the bathroom a couple of times. But I hustled to get back. And I mean, it's just what they spent on special effects is unbelievable. And the other thing I do want to say about Tom Cruise is he's aged, and it's great. It's like he's not a kid anymore. And I really like that.
He finally looks like a man now.
Yeah,
a boy. No. Not a boy.
He's aged, and his character, Maverick, has aged, and I thought the movie was actually pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. And I mean, I enjoy, I mean, if I can remember back the original that I saw in the theaters many, many moons ago, but I think to see it in IMAX, you maxed it. You took it to the max by seeing a movie like that in IMAX.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually, you know, real quick, I wanted to bring something up, which is kind of interesting, and I don't know how you feel about it. So The month of June is becoming my concert month. So the first concert I went to see was Coldplay at MetLife Stadium last weekend. I'm seeing Billy Joel at the end of this week and Paul McCartney at the end of next week. So it's kind of a lot of, you know, classics. But anyway, I had mentioned Coldplay, and I have some people in the past who I've heard they just have this thing. They just want to be mean and nasty. You don't have to like Coldplay, but there's certainly nothing about Coldplay. I mean, it's harmless. Chris Martin, the lead singer and writer, seems like a very nice guy. It's not like he's out there making outlandish statements or anti this, anti that.
I'm sorry, can I interrupt you?
Yeah.
Once? Is he married to Gwyneth Paltrow?
He was. He's Gwyneth Paltrow's ex.
Oh, okay.
They had a couple of kids. One was named Apple. I don't remember what the other one was. Maybe Peter Pear. I don't know. But something like that. But anyway, you know, and we're going to run out of time here. But my point was, I made a post and I said, before, you know, and all the Coldplay haters, my friends who, you know, I'm going to see Coldplay and I'm excited about it tonight. And I was with some friends from work and I said, I'm just looking forward to a great show. And sure enough, they took the bait, you know, and one of them sent something that was really not cool at all. I won't even get into it because it made a connotation of a certain type of people who like Coldplay as if that was an insult, which unto itself was a double insult.
Yeah.
And then another person had said, oh, well, I'll still respect you, I guess, even though you like them. And would you ever do that about somebody's choice of music? I mean, I know you talk about country music. You like it.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. I don't dislike you for liking it. And I don't dislike anybody doing country music because they do country music.
Yeah.
Where does that come from? Why would somebody feel like they have to, you know, take such a shot at something you like?
Because that's where we are in society right now, is putting people down so that we feel elevated and we feel higher up. And that's my psychology and social work background speaking, but
it's sad,
you know, it is sad, but you know, it's you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree when you look at what we've been through for the past few years and look at what our, you know, what our former president used to do to people.
Well, again, creating divisiveness and by mocking is just, you know, and especially when it's things like that really, those are, you know, music is relatively speaking in the world today pretty harmless in terms of what it could possibly do negatively. And if it's making somebody feel good, then it's a win-win. You don't have to like it, but yeah. I just don't understand. And these are people that I'm close to. These are not strangers. These are people that I'm close to. You know, strangers were saying to me, hey, do you like them? That's all that matters. They go and enjoy it, which is what Edmi, my girlfriend, was saying as well. She was like, what do you care? I'm like, oh, I don't care. She goes, yes, you do care, because now you're pissed off. And I'm not pissed off so much about, you know, liking that band or not. I'm pissed off and disappointed that you would bother to take the time to make a statement about something I like to try to poo-poo it and make me feel crappy about liking it.
I mean, there's so many other things to poo-poo and
exactly and real important
crappy thing. About. Yeah,
exactly. like the teams I root for. No, but anyway,
exactly.
Yeah. I just wanted to get that off my chest. Okay,
well, I'm glad you did.
No, we're running out of time. I you know, if you have any final thoughts before we get cut off by our Zoom friends.
No.
Nah. You're tapped out.
Birthday coming up in a couple of weeks, and it's like, okay,
another
pandemic
one.
Seems like it's in the rearview mirror.
I hope. They're lifting any restrictions we did have in the city, I think, are going to be lifted by next Monday. So looking forward to that. Tonight's a big Ranger game. We'll see what happens. They're tied up at two, and our Mets keep rolling. If you're a Yankee fan, they keep rolling. So I think sports in New York has been pretty much on the upswing, pretty positive.
Yeah, and the Jets and Giants are in training camp.
Oh, let's not even. Well, you had to bring me down. Didn't you?
Sorry about that.
Anyway, we'll get together, by the way, for your birthday, and and raise a glass or two, and talk about how young you are. How's that? Yeah.
How much younger I'm getting.
That's right.
By spending time with you. Thank you.
Well, sounds like a plan. All right. Hang in there, everybody. And stay smart out there. Stay safe. Stay well. Sunshine always.
Be good. Feel good. He's Chris. I'm Rick. It's June. And we're busting that all over.
Oh, yeah.
Have a good one. Thanks for tuning in to Middle-Aged Warriors.
Once again, always brought to you by Bet Online.